this is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Mrs. McCook. Last name, M for Mary, C for Charlie, C for Charlie, O, K for kite. First name, Gay, G, A for Apple, Y, E for Europe. Date, January 25, 2022, period, new paragraph. She's an 81-year-old female patient who recently has been noticing edema of feet for last 4 months, and edema has somewhat improved, and today she does not have significant edema, period. She is also referred for evaluation of heart murmur, period, new paragraph. Patient denies having chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. She says that if she is asked to walk, she may be able to walk about half to 1 mile and climb 2 flights of stairs, period. She gives history of occasional few second palpitation about 1 year ago, and since then it has happened at times, generally at rest, not with activity, period. No history of any cough with expectoration, bleeding tendency, or a GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period, new paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, period. Patient says at times he has a lower blood pressure, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 97 due to old age, period. Mother died at the age of 80 and she had dementia, period, new paragraph. Personal history, she is 5 feet tall and her weight is 119 pound, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both posterior tibial 1/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity, 170/80 millimeters of mercury, period. Patient, next line. Patient claims that at home, her blood pressure is generally good, and when she will go to doctor's office, her blood pressure is higher, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space, just outside mid-clavicular line and normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a 2 to 3/6 ejection systolic murmur in the aortic area, which ends E for Europe, N for Nancy, D for David, ends before mid-systole, period. The there is a early diastolic murmur, 2 to 3/6 in the aortic area, which is also heard in the left lower parasternal area, which is likely due to the aortic regurgitation, period. No S3 and no S4, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, There is no organomegaly period. There is no garyngorigidity period. In the epigastric area, the abdominal aorta pulsations are palpable period. Please note that patient is very thin. T for Tom, H for House, I for India, N for Nancy. So the aortic pulsation may be palpable period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. Period, new paragraph. Other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm and non-specific STT changes, period. New paragraph. Analysis, clinically patient has aortic regurgitation and aortic stenosis murmur could be due to more flow across the aortic wall, period. So plan is to do echocardiogram, period, new paragraph. Patient was also advised coronary calcium score since he will need a pre-op clearance prior to the eye surgery, period. She was explained pros and cons of the above workup, which she understood well and she agreed, period. New paragraph. In view of her age and systolic murmur in the suprasternal notch, which is likely the conducted murmur from aortic area, but plan is to do a carotid duplex study, period. New paragraph. In the meantime, patient is advised to monitor her blood pressure at home since she claims that generally her blood pressure is good at home. And she's advised to bring the blood pressure record chart and her blood pressure instrument next time in 3 weeks for follow-up period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, aortic regurgitation, period, moderate degree, period, clinically, period. Next line, number two, aortic stenosis, likely not significant, period. Next line, number three, systolic hypertension, period, probably white coat hypertension, period. Number four, history of occasional palpitation, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation coma. Explanation of the finding and the reasoning for the workup, plus pros and cons of workup. And importance of checking blood pressure at home along with checking here in the office with her instrument at times. So the comparison with office blood pressure can be made, period. She was also explained the management plan depending on the findings of the workup in detail, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.